Hey, Councilwoman. How you doing?
You all right?
Yeah. Got a question for you. You got town hall coming up Thursday. Do you expect the COWELL basic products by the city to come up at this town hall?
But that's not going to be the focus.
Well, I mean, what if people bring it up?
They won't be able to bring it up. It's not going to be the focus. Focus is going to be only questions answered by the district.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
I don't feel good right now this morning.
Well, I know, but the taxpayers don't feel good either. It's $210,000. You got two LLCs that are defaulting with the city. I mean, do you have something to say about that?
No comment.
You have no comment on $210,000 that you're defaulting on from the city? You're driving a Porsche SUV, and yet you have no comment on this? As you walk into an ethics meeting, you have no comment on a $210,000 default. You have no comment on a $210,000 default as you walk into an ethics meeting. Do you think the taxpayers feel good about this? Do you think $210,000 isn't real money to taxpayers? You clearly don't care, because if you cared, you'd answer the question. It's $210,000 of taxpayers' money, and you have no answer to it. $210,000. That takes years for somebody like me to make.
You having a good day?
I'm asking you a question. You're not answering. I mean, your companies are defaulting. Your companies are filing bankruptcy. You're the title manager, and yet you're not responding to this. You say you're accessible, but you're not answering a question. You'd rather get strawberries and fruit that's also in the taxpayer dime.
Well, this is a training class, so this is offered to all the council members. Thank you.
Yeah, so you need training in ethics? Is that what you're saying?
I'm doing my job.
You're doing your job. It's your job, defaulting $210,000 and then passing it off via bankruptcy lawyers.
You know, you're real loud and everything.
I am loud because I'm trying to get you to answer my question.
You're not going to get me to answer it.
Yeah, when are you going to answer a question? Do you think an opponent in 2019 can use this against you? Or you just figure you've got the endorsements, you got the money coming to you, so it doesn't matter. Profile and courage.
I have a comment. I told you have a good day.
So you have no apologies, no compunction to the taxpayers, no explanation for anything.
You're not.
You default on $210,000. That's not polite. If I took $210,000 from somebody and I said I had no comment, do you think that would fly? No.
You have a great day.
I have asked you about this for months.
Well, I continue to tell you no comment. I mean, I'm not going to answer. So you can ask me 1,000 times. Still say
yeah,
no
of
comment.
Course I'm going to ask you 1,000 times. Okay. $210,000 of city money, and you have no comment on it. While you're out there driving a Porsche SUV that's parked right in front of this building, and it's a new Porsche, some of us are driving 10-year-old Fits. So why don't you comment on that? How do you keep a Porsche SUV at $60,000 while defaulting a $210,000 city obligation?
You gotta look real pretty.
Yeah, you know what's also pretty? $210,000. Six figures, $210,000. You got no comment. You're not even going to sell the Porsche?
Hey, Ms. Carla, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl.
I'll ask you this because you're ethics. So you got a councilwoman here who's defaulting her companies on a $210,000 loan. She's a title manager in two of these companies. City filed summary judgment.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting ready for this. I can talk to you after we do this session. I'm focused on this right now.
Well, isn't $210,000 real money? That's more than your salary, isn't it? It's more than anybody's salary in this building except for Sam Musa.
I'm sorry, I'm focused on this. I know that you want to have me talk right now, but I can't think about anything except getting this organized
So the ethics director can't think about $210,000 obligation. Great.
Not right now.